Railways expert Christian Walmer says part of the problem was an outdated approach to maintenance.
Really old-fashioned ways of doing things. You know, they relied very much on people being there doing this, you know, lengthy walks along the tracks, often in the dark.
British taxpayers might have to put more money into the International Monetary Fund, but David Cameron insists the funds won't be used to bail out the Eurozone. Speaking at the G20 summit in Cannes, the PM said Britain's view on how to deal with the Eurozone debt crisis is clear, consistent, and has been forcibly expressed.
First, reinforcement by Eurozone countries of the bailout fund to create a proper firewall against contagion. Second, recapitalisation of weak European banks. And third, a decisive resolution to the unsustainable position of Greece's debts.
The prison population in England and Wales has hit a new all-time high. It's up slightly on last month's previous record figure, meaning that 87,749 are currently locked up. Rival airlines are criticising an agreement by the owner of British Airways to buy BMI. If the deal goes ahead, IAG, which owns British Airways, will control 53% of takeoff and landing slots at Heathrow. Nearly all tubes might be able to run without drivers by 2018. TfL have been told they should start thinking about upgrading their trains to catch up with 30 cities around the world with driverless ones. And looking pale but smiling, six men have completed a 520-day mock mission to Mars. The international crew have been confined in a set of windowless modules in Moscow. That's the latest. I'm Stuart Duggan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
always tried your best. Tell me what am I to do? Maybe you should do it too. Tell me why they're sleeping alone. No house, nowhere to call a home. Tell me what I'm meant to see. Won't you stop reaching at me?
And that was Amy McDonald. Don't tell me that it's over here on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget that joining me very, very shortly indeed in the studio is Will Russell. Sorry, not Will Russell. Why am I saying... Because he's a councillor as well. Sorry, is William Lloyd. I'm getting confused with all of these Wills and Russells. There's also a Russell Quirk, I believe, in the council as well. And it all gets a little bit confusing with these Russells and Wills and whatnots. Right, let's have a look at the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Now, if you're heading towards Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A1016 Waterhouse Lane in both directions in Chelmsford at the Beaches Road Junction in the roadworks area. Also in Chelmsford, the B1009 Baddow Road is slow into town in between the Baddow Road Junction and the Army and Navy. Now, there's very slow traffic on the M25 clockwise around Junction 29, the A127 in the roadworks area. And there's slow traffic on the M25 in Greater London at the A282 QE2 bridge. Travel time there is an extra 10 minutes. There's gas mains work on the A12 westbound in Harold Hill between Junction 11, the M25 and the Avenue Road Junction. Major road works on the A13 South Benfleet at the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And Pump Lane in Chelmsford is closed between the Cornflower Drive Junction and the B1137 Springfield Road Junction because of road works. Diversions are in operation. There are minor delays on the district line between
Dagenham East and Upminster due to signal failure, but National Express East Anglia and C2C look fine.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
Recycling. Oops, there's that word again. Wouldn't it be good to be green and reduce the carbon footprint of your business without lots of hard work? Well, recyclingyourit.co.uk have just made things easy. They will collect absolutely any electrical office equipment, help recycle it, and because they are fully licensed, guarantee that nothing will go to landfill, making your workplace a better place for the planet. Reduce your business carbon footprint. Recycle without the extra work. Visit recyclingyourit.co.uk for more information.
Mum, I want to talk to you about the things you've packed to take to your new care home tomorrow.
Yes, darling?
Well, you've packed your dancing shoes.
That's right, darling. They have all sorts of entertainment at Anisha Grange, and I want to be ready to party.
Well, what about these dirty old gardening gloves?
For the gardening club, darling. They have raised beds, so I don't have to bend and hurt my knees. I'm going to grow my famous tomatoes.
Right. Well, can you tell me why you've packed this popcorn machine?
No, don't be silly, darling. That's for the cinema there.
Anisha Grange in Billericay will offer exceptional residential, nursing and dementia care from September. To view the show suite, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Gonna get us.
And that was Tattoo Not Gonna Get Us. Quite old now, that song, isn't it? Now, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6. Joining me now in the studio is, now that I've put it in my head, it's going to keep, is William Lloyd, because I got him confused with another councillor. But he has actually since told me that it does happen between the three councillors that share part of the same name quite a lot. How are you today, William?
I'm very good indeed. I hope you're all right.
Yes, I'm very good. In particular, we're going to start off talking about Barnswell Social Club.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm going to an event there, an event that I've been to before, but just not in that venue, which is the Brentwood Tweet Up. Will you be at the Brentwood Tweet Up?
I will be.
Oh, wonderful.
I think I'm laying on the catering as well that night. So.
Oh, what, you personally?
Yes, or a little sideline of me volunteering to make the sandwiches and the buffet for the night. So.
You're joking.
No,
actually got to make it physically yourself?
I will be, I quite enjoy it. It's quite relaxing making food. I do like cooking, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
good.
No, it's
And I hope you do realise that I am going.
I do indeed.
And
so
I'm a personal trainer.
I've got to make them quite healthy, haven't I?
Nutritional therapy as well. I would like to see some protein there, please. And protein doesn't count as like a naff. Oh, you know those things that you get like sausage sticks and all of that?
That won't count.
No.
Oh,
no,
right.
I hope you weren't thinking of doing sausage.
No, of course
sticks.
Not then. No. Right, I'll scrap that.
There's
from the
got to be
list.
A little bit more. that wasn't really, was it? Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I can amend it.
Don't worry. I don't think everyone's like me that goes to the tweet up. I'm sure you'll be fine. In fact, I'll probably eat before I go. Don't worry.
Yeah, that'll be fine then. I can carry on with the news spread. No, it's quite fun. So we're quite pleased to have it down there next week. So.
Barnswell Social Club. Describe to everyone where this is in case they don't know. They might be listening. They might be from Billericay, not know.
No, absolutely. So you've got the main junction at the end of the high street where you've got Laura Ashley. And Jane Bennett's the funeral directors. So you head straight over the crossing, heading down Weald Road, as if you're going into the country park. And just on your right is a small turning into Barnswell Social Club. There's a big sign there, but it is sort of hidden away behind houses and a street there. And so it's officially a CIU affiliated club. So it's an old working men's club. But over the years it's changed.
What does that mean?
It's based around, 50, 60 years ago. It was an old Labour Party club. So
right,
the old working men's club and, membership there. So it was for working men to go down in the evening. They paid a small membership fee. But over the years that's changed and it's now just a sports and social club for everyone that wants to come along.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, then. So, so do people join the social club or what?
Yeah, membership is £12 a year.
Oh, right. Oh, it's
the
not
club,
much.
So it's really good. And there's other social clubs in the town where it's about £40 to join.
Yeah.
So we're really pleased down there. And, so there's a members bar, and then we've got a huge big function suite at the back.
Oh, wow.
Which is up to 150 people.
Has that all been sort of refurbed over the years? Because, Barnswell Social Club's been there for years.
Yeah, absolutely. And the front doesn't necessarily do the inside justice, actually. I mean, in the last couple of years, we've spent over £30,000-£40,000 on refurbing the whole club inside. So, new walls and ceilings, and the next plan is carpets and things. So it's a real modern facility inside now compared to where it was a few years
ago.
Has
anyone chosen to have their wedding or anything?
We do. We have about 5 or 6 weddings there every year.
Oh, wow.
And
christenings
and birthday parties, wakes and all sorts. So it's hired out for anyone, any day of the week. We've got a christening in a couple of weeks' time where someone's doing an indoor bouncy castle.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's one of these small for a 1-year-old birthday party. So we've not quite done that before. But
how high is the ceiling?
Well, it's quite high. I mean, I suppose it's probably 5 or 6 meters high. So it is quite a big space where it's on the dance floor and a stage area we've got. And it's an L-shaped room, so we can have 70 people in one half, but the whole thing opened up is about 150 or 180 odd. So it's a really big hall, and being quite close to the town centre, we've got so many benefits, and it's sort of quite hidden away. So
if someone becomes a member of Barnswell Social Club, what benefits do they get? Because you said that there's a bar. Well, why else would someone join us? I've never joined a social club, but I am very sociable. Why do people join us? Why did you join the social club?
I joined firstly because Lionel Lee and Joan Holmes, who are council colleagues with me and also good friends, they are also on the committee down at the club. So that's how I first got involved. I mean, the biggest thing with a social club is that you can go in any evening and it is it's
open
a homely,
every evening.
It's open every evening, 7 days a week. Log fire in the members' bar.
No.
Big soft comfy chairs.
So it's kind of like an old pub.
Absolutely.
In a way.
And, the beer's cheaper, the wine's cheaper, and we do cold food for the fridge during the day. So a real social place. So it's not big loud music, you're not in a pub, it's members only, and a really nice place.
So you get to know each other.
Exactly,
as well.
And it's a nice place to sort of chill out in the evenings, no stresses or anything like that.
Sort of the sort of place that you could come if you were alone, maybe.
Absolutely, and there's always, you can always guarantee that if you go down there is going to be another five or six people in the bar, and you'll know them and get to know them.
Yeah,
so it's a really good place.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, I really like that idea because I'm alone. Well, I'm single and I've got no plans to get married or anything. It's far too expensive.
Absolutely. Although we do very reasonable rates at the bars. So when you do, in 5-6 years, you can come and hire the bars off for your wedding.
Hang on a minute. 5-6 years? Are you predicting my life for
well,
me?
Well, looking forward, we'll keep the rate fixed for you. We might make an offer.
Well, but what if I never, ever get married? But I could use it for other things,
You can use it for your parties.
Yes, for my parties.
For your parties.
Definitely. And, so how much do you, if it's... Oh, no, sorry. I should ask you that probably off the radio. What am I to... Sometimes I sort of get stuck into asking a question that I actually want to ask for myself. And then I think, oh, hang on a minute, that's not for listeners, is it? So I'm going to shut up there. There was another question. Oh, yes, any age restriction to becoming a member?
Yeah, we have membership from 18, but children are welcome if they're accompanied by a member of the club. So we like them off the sort of the dance floor by 9 o'clock, so if there's an event on. Because every Saturday night we have a live band. And,
oh, really?
And the last Saturday of every month we've got a country and western band and a barbecue on the last Saturday, 12 months of the year. So... 12 Saturdays every year we've got a barbecue for members.
Is there a website for Barnswell Social Club?
There is, it's currently being redeveloped, but we're on Twitter now, so one of my other things is to redesign the website, so because there is so much
leaflets.
An offer.
Leaflets, have you got leaflets?
Absolutely, we're doing them for sort of the lighting up event, we're handing out leaflets.
Oh, okay, so you haven't got any with you?
No, we've got newsletters going out around the area because many...
so this is quite up and running.
No, absolutely, and it's what we've got, a big plan for the next 5-6 months.
I think it's a really good idea because, we've completely... We are slowly losing our sort of local pubs, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because sadly, the local ones don't turn out. The sort of that type of pub, the old-fashioned ones, they don't turn over as much money, and they just can't afford it in these times, can they?
No, exactly. It's really tough for everyone.
It's really, really sad. Actually, I really like sort of old-worldy pubs. Those ones that you can just sort of walk into on your own, and just sit at the bar and start talking to someone.
Yeah. And one of our biggest things down there, we've got upwards of 50 parking spaces, which are free for everyone when they come down in the evenings.
Parking.
So
it
makes a big difference in the evenings when they can come out.
We've got a big problem with parking in Brentwood. We won't go into that, though.
We won't touch that one quite yet.
Right, I'm going to give you some local events, and I'm going to play you a song, and then I'll be speaking to William Lloyd about some other things as well.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Tuesday the 8th of November to Saturday the 12th at 7:30 in the evening with the Saturday matinee of 2:30, there's a little shop of horrors organised by Bossy. The location will be at the Brentwood Theatre. It's the story of a geeky florist and his man-eating plant. Tickets cost £10. Call the box office on 01277 200305 or visit our website for more details. All the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Just one hour of excitement out of the 24 and I was 15. Minutes
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock here on Phoenix 98 FM, local radio for Brentwood and Billericay. Joining me in the studio, I haven't scared him off yet. Most men are actually scared of me, but it appears that William Lloyd is not scared of me at all. He's stuck around to talk to me. We've already discussed Barswell Social Club. Can you just give out what's the tweet? It's at...
It's at Barswell Club.
At Barswell Club is the Twitter. If you are tweeting, have you got a Facebook page yet?
We haven't. Oh, yes, I think we have. I think so. It's facebook.com/ Barswell Club.
Barswell Club. So you can find them on Facebook and Twitter so far. The website is being done or redone. So that's something to look forward to. I will, of course, post that on my blog as soon as it arrives. I wanted to ask William, he is actually a local councillor. And obviously we're not going to talk politics because we're not allowed. I want to know, because, Will, you're actually younger than me.
Yes.
Do you mind sharing your age?
No, I'm 23 as of Tuesday this week.
Well, there you go. And so you're only a year younger than me. Ha ha. And basically, so I'm being really immature now. And I was wondering how you got into politics.
Yeah, I mean, it started way back in 2005, so at the last general election for the one we just had last year. And I sort of wanted to get involved, and it's that whole snowball effect with politics. You start off delivering leaflets, and then it's, you know, knocking on doors, and it ends up getting to the point where the government at the time changed the law, so you could stand at 18 for council rather than 21. So as soon as that law changed, the next set of elections, I stood in 2007 and won then, and won again this year.
Now, why do you think you won?
I think it's a whole mix of things. I mean, certainly the party that you're with has a huge impact. But getting out and talking to people, that's the biggest thing. People seeing you, finding you on the doorsteps, raising issues with you, and you working out to get some conclusions for them and sorting it out and supporting them. So that's the biggest thing, going out and meeting the people, and you know they're the ones that we're there for.
And you're able to dedicate your time full-time, aren't you?
Yeah, I work pretty much full-time
for the
party and the council. So I left in 2007. I was leaving school in the afternoons, walking up the road, delivering leaflets, doing coursework and revision.
Were you quite pleased, like, in a way that you'd sort of come out of school and immediately landed yourself a job that you actually really, really wanted?
It's great. I've been incredibly lucky. I've not stopped for the last 5 years, and I've had the best time. So I'm very, very fortunate that I'm doing what I love.
It's quite a sociable job as well, isn't
it? It is. You get out. You get out.
It's quite varied as well.
You don't just sit behind a desk during the day. You're out and about and doing things.
It's not like the William Lloyd office.
No, there's none of that.
Places to go, people to see.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. And are you allowed to say what school you actually went to as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I went to Brentwood County High School, so
yeah,
there for 7 years. So
you came out of there and you were already starting to get into it. What did you... Did your GCSEs or A-levels have anything to do with it? Or
yeah, I mean,
really?
While I was sort of campaigning out on the streets and getting involved in the party, I was studying politics at in sixth form for my A-level. So that was sort of a first road into it. So yeah, it helped, and the politics lessons beforehand was really good in terms of understanding how politics works in this country, and then I was sitting in an exam talking about it, so it made it really helpful.
Yeah, brilliant.
So it was lots of fun.
Yeah, that's good. You had even more knowledge. I suppose it really, really helped you actually sound like you knew what you were talking about when you first came into it.
I think I'm just about there now.
Oh, really?
I know what I'm talking about.
You're forever learning, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And I think that's a good way to remain, because otherwise you turn arrogant, don't you?
No, absolutely.
You?
The more you learn, the more you find out you don't know, so...
Yeah, exactly. That's a nice little saying. Now, I just like to know how you're involved in the Brentwood Lighting Up Night, because you said that you were doing, when you came into the studio, you said that you've been very busy doing lots of work for that, so I just wanted to know what you're
doing.
Letting off some fireworks or something?
No, we won't mention fireworks. That's too many health and safety issues at the moment. But one of the things, myself and Mark Reed, who's also a councillor, sort of heading up as the councillors the organisation for the Lighten Up events. We've got lots of charity groups and Rotary groups and traders coming in. So we're
just helping organise it.
Yeah, organising it from the town hall. So I've spent 5 days in the town hall this week doing various bits.
Making lots of phone calls and whatnot.
Absolutely. And two of the things I'm really doing is the what we call the Christmas giveaway bag and the Santa Claus treasure hunt on the day for the kids.
Federation of Small Businesses who join us, I think they have said that there is an opportunity for businesses to advertise in that bag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. It's for £10, they can have up to 3,000 leaflets in these bags.
But you need to supply the leaflets.
But it works out really quite well, because if a business was to send a member of staff out for a couple of hours to get rid of those leaflets, it would cost them more. And if they gave us a tenner, and we'll do it for them. So
do you have to? But is the deal that then you have to supply 3,000 leaflets? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, you can supply.
So there's probably some small businesses out there that maybe don't want to pay for printing 3,000 leaflets.
Absolutely. And you can supply up to that. So if you want to do 100 or 200, that's not a problem.
Just
whatever
anything.
People have. And we've got about 22 businesses and charities already taking part. And it's not just flyers. We've got Essex Police donating pens and key rings. BBC Essex are putting in some freebies in the goodie bags. So it's a bag of lots of things and leaflets and money off vouchers and coupons for shops around the whole town. So really big good buy. And on each of the bags is going to be a feedback form, which we're hoping people will send back. And there's a real big bumper set of prizes from Fitness First, Early Learning Centre, a real big bumper pack, probably something worth probably about £300 worth of prizes up for grabs if you send the form back. So
I think Keith had mentioned about that as well, actually, about the prizes that are up for grabs. Oh, I'd like a prize. I think I deserve one. I've worked so hard recently. Also, you said you were talking about some event that you're involved with in December, is it?
Absolutely. It's our new fundraising event for the mayor. So it's the Cowboy and Indian Party down at the Bartol Social Club.
Oh, wow.
So on the 2nd of December, and we've got a live country band.
I presume you don't have to be a member.
You don't have to be a member. No. So it's £12.50 and you come in for the whole night. So the money is raising money for Jones two charities. We've got a live band, a doggone country band, performing. And then we've got Papa Dom, based down at Brentwood Station, providing an Indian meal for everyone. So it's sort of dress up in your Stetsons and saris for the night. So we're all sort of throwing the two events together. So it's really been popular so far. We've sold about 50 tickets. So we've got
Where is the tickets available from?
You can buy them from down at the club. You can buy them from Vega Hair.
Do you have leaflets for that?
Yeah. We do have leaflets, so we can bring some of those in and get them circulated.
Bring me one. I can't believe it.
I'm very sorry. It's
You've
on
come
Twitter.
Come empty-handed.
I have.
That's terrible.
I know. I've been busy.
Not very many of my guests come empty-handed. I mean, I'll let you off that you haven't actually brought me a present, as has been known by some of my guests.
Oh, has it?
But a leaflet. I would have appreciated that.
I can bring you a Lighten Up leaflet, and they're just round the corner in French Quarter at the moment. Those leaflets.
Yeah. No, I think I have actually seen them around there, but I want a leaflet for this event that I didn't already know about,
I'll bring one in for you next week.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. Be here same time next week, you know. I think that's all. I think we've covered everything, haven't we?
Was there anything else?
Yes, thank you so much for coming in.
We'll have to
catch up again in future.
Yeah, and we'll see everyone next Wednesday down at the bar as well for the tweet up.
Oh, yes, brilliant. If anyone wants to come, you are quite welcome to the Brentwood tweet up on Wednesday. It's at 7 o'clock.
That's
7
it.
Till 9. 7 till 9.
Thank you.
In the back. There have been those out there who are right now and discover your car.
The greatest speakers of our time.
Someone like me, you don't know what it's been like.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A1016 Waterhouse Lane in both directions in Chelmsford at the Beaches Road Junction in the roadworks area. Also in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the B1009 Baddow Road into town between Baddow Road Junction and the Army and Navy. On the M25, there's slow traffic around Junction 29, the A127 in the roadworks area, where there are speed restrictions of 50 miles per hour in both directions. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise in Greater London at the A282 QE2 Bridge. Also, Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. Major roadworks on the A13 in South Benfleet at the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Gas mains work on the A12 westbound in Harold Hill between Junction 11, the M25. As well, and the Avenue Road Junction. Minor delays on the district line between Dagenham East and Upminster due to earlier signal failure.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There was a fair maiden, her story must be told. She needed double glazing, for her house was damp and cold. She called up several companies, but none of them compared to Safestyle UK's offer, for this is what she had. Bog off, bog off, bog off, bog off. You buy one, get one free.
Buy any window or door from Safestyle UK and get one free. Get your free no-obligation quotation now at safestyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, on Thursday the 10th of November to Saturday the 12th, the Accrington Pals, organised by the Thalian Theatre Group, will be at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon. This is a humorous and moving play based at the outbreak of World War One. Tickets cost £7.50 for concessions and £8.50 for everyone else. You can contact 077 889 9797 or thalian.tg@hotmail.com. Or if you missed any of that, why not just have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. Thankfully, I've got everything done that I needed to get done. So that's good. I feel I can relax a little bit more now. It was lovely chatting to William. I didn't actually realise that I was going to have so much to speak about with William Lloyd. He's certainly not short of things to say. And I mean that in a good way anyway. So unlike me, who just tends to Babylon. But now that's all done, I don't need to panic, because it's closer and closer to the end of the working week, although I am working over the weekend. But I'll probably enjoy having a little break from Phoenix, because it's quite tiring, actually, doing daytime shows 5 days a week. I do enjoy it very, very much, but it tires you out at the same time, and you kind of think, do you know what? I might spend the whole weekend not speaking a word. But inevitably, we're human beings, and we do end up chatting, because otherwise I'd have to learn sign language.
Sinking like stones, all that we fall for. Homes, places we've grown, all of us are done for. Sinking like
places we've grown, all of us are done.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, the family of an 84-year-old woman killed in a rail crash.